This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving deep into something super important, building self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for little mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and suddenly imagine everyone staring and judging? Yeah, well, let's be real, we all have those moments. But what if I told you there's a better way to handle them? What if instead of criticizing ourselves, we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a close friend? That, my friends, is self-compassion in a nutshell. It's about recognizing that being human means making mistakes, facing challenges, and sometimes even feeling like a complete mess. It's about acknowledging those struggles without judgment and offering ourselves support and encouragement instead of harsh criticism. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion? Sounds a little too fluffy for me. Trust me, it's not about becoming a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about creating a space where you can show up for yourself with genuine care and understanding, even when things get tough. Here are five key takeaways that will help you on this journey. First, understand that self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about accepting your imperfections and embracing the fact that you're doing the best you can, given your current circumstances. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for struggling with something, right? So why treat yourself any differently? Second, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when you start criticizing yourself and gently redirect your attention to something more positive or neutral. Imagine your inner critic as that annoying fly buzzing around your head. Just acknowledge its presence and try to ignore it. Third, cultivate self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same care and consideration you would offer a loved one. This means speaking kindly to yourself, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and setting healthy boundaries to protect your well-being. Remember, you deserve kindness just as much as anyone else. Fourth, remember that you're not alone. Everyone struggles sometimes. Connecting with others who share similar experiences can be incredibly helpful in building a sense of community and support. Think of it like joining a club where everyone understands the struggle. No judgment, just shared experiences and encouragement. Finally, practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your focus away from negativity and help you cultivate a more positive outlook. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a project that's really challenging, you've been pushing yourself hard, and suddenly you hit a wall. Your mind starts racing with self-doubt, you feel overwhelmed, and you think, I can't do this. This is where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're feeling frustrated, and remind yourself that it's okay to struggle sometimes. You might even say something like, it's tough right now, but I'm going to keep trying my best. You recognize your humanness, offer yourself some encouragement, and decide to take a break before tackling the problem again with fresh eyes. See, self-compassion isn't about being weak, it's about being resilient. So, remember this, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You deserve to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would treat anyone else you care about. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and spread the word. Until next time, keep it kind out there.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.